they don't have a JV team. How do they get better? They had a ton of sophomores. Ubly is Ubly. They're always tough. They are a tough team to beat. I still think the East is predictable in the sense that those three teams will rise to the top. But my way too early prediction for next fall is this team, Harbor Beach team, will be the best in the East. And that hopefully will send waves through Sandusky, Ubly, and those other teams. Hey, this is a team you're going to have to beat. And if you do that, then you become the team to beat. So, like I said, this team's just not losing a lot compared to what other teams lose. We mentioned Breckenridge. They're losing almost everybody other than two pieces. So this is a team that maybe is 1 year ahead of where they need to be. But when it comes to the playoffs, it's one loss and you go home. As you've seen today, one tough game, and Harbor Beach gets to go home, and they'll be watching the state finals game from their own homes. But nonetheless, this Breckenridge team, they're a very good team. You know, hats off to them. They played very well. That defense was outstanding. But again, you probably said it best when you said they remind me of Harbor Beach. They really do. They do more of the jet sweeps and the running on the outside, but they don't throw it very much. They count on their running game, and they count on their defense. And they got the breaks. Harbor Beach turned the ball over, and that's the difference in the game.
You can't do that.
You can't do that.
Especially
you can't do
this
that
level.
And you can't do that in any sport. You can't do that in basketball. You can't do that in any game. You can't give the ball away. And at the end of the day, that really cost, you know, makes you wonder, well, if they didn't throw an interception or fumble it there, how would the drive have finished? Would they have gotten those points? Well, we can always sit here and wonder, but a turnover ends all that conversation right then and there. So it was a great run for Harbor Beach and a lot of our local teams. The Ubly Bearcats finished the season very strong. Sandusky had a really up-and-coming good season. The Cass City Redhawks winning the Greater Thumb West for the first time. A shout-out to them. Lakers, they've been real good for the last couple of years. They had another good year. Ran into a very tough New Lothrop. Bad draw for them. They ran into a New Lothrop team that I believe is going to represent their district in the state final next week. So a lot of our teams performed very well. Carroll come on towards the end. So bright future for the Greater Thumb Conference, I think, next season.
And, of course, with the loss today, this ends our broadcast season, as there will be no strong side this Sunday due to no local teams moving on. And we, quite frankly, just need the break. Football playoffs is one of the best times, in my opinion, of the year. And here we are wrapping things up after 13-week broadcast season. This is my 8th year behind the microphone. Dave, your 7th. It's been an absolute pleasure to be to the left of you once again for another season. And you feel like doing it next year again?
I think there's no reason I won't be back again.
Right.
So things do change, but you put me on the spot. Count on me for now. So it's too much fun not to.
Oh, and of course, congratulations on the wedding last year.
Have you told everybody the story yet about we ran each other in the grocery store?
We have not. Okay, all right. So it was actually I think it was like July or so.
Earlier this year.
I've been trying to work this story into every broadcast this year. We haven't yet.
It's too good not to.
But so we run into each other in the produce section in Walmart. This is like mid-July. And we're, we come in from opposite directions. We're chatting. And as the conversation continues, we just slowly just start rotating away from each other to the point where at the end of the conversation, Dave Hansen's completely 90 degrees to my right, staring away from us. Like we're in a booth. It's just natural for us to always be in this formation, you to my right facing forward, and it's always a pleasure to be next to you.
Yeah, if somebody's walking by, they would think, like, why am I talking to this guy? I don't even want to look at him. So it was quite humorous. It was certainly funny for the girls that were with us. Obviously didn't notice or care.
Yeah, they didn't know.
But when you pointed it out afterward, it was absolutely hilarious, and it just goes to show how things can really change over time, and that was one good laugh. The story we pointed out, and I've been waiting for you to tell it, and I couldn't let it go. Otherwise, I'd have forgot come next year.
Oh, and of course, it's not. You might hear Dave and my voices every week in and week out, and we carry the broadcast, but truly we do not carry the broadcast. It's the other people around us that make this happen, and you do not hear them very much, if at all, on the air, and that includes our spotter, Dan Benke. He's been helping us out for, I do believe, now 6 straight weeks and making just a world of difference for us, spotting the tackles, who has the ball, especially with these wing tee offenses. It's tough to see, especially when we're trying to manage all this, to have it in front of us, and Dan Benke's done an absolutely spectacular job for us this year.
He has. He's filled in nicely, and gosh, I hope he's a guy we can keep happy and maybe keep him around for next year, because he sure makes it a lot easier for us. When that pile goes down and he spots that ball or makes the tackle, he's the guy making the call and helping us spot those guys out a lot quicker, a lot faster, and quite frankly, it helps us from stumbling over our own feet, so to speak. So thank you, Dan, for all your help.
And I'd be remiss if I did not mention Dwight Gasho, who helped us out through the first 7 weeks of the season, spotting the ball. Good to have him back in the booth. Pull him out of retirement for at least a few weeks there while the weather was good.
Oh, absolutely. As soon as the temperature goes below about 60 degrees, I realize that he's out. But he was a lot of fun, and I think he enjoyed it and did a great job. And hopefully maybe we're in his neck of the woods next year. We can lure him back to the box for a couple hours on a Friday night.
Definitely. And to my left would be our director of sports information, making his drive from Livonia, Michigan, up to the thumb week in and week out. That would be Doug Cole, now six seasons with WIW Sports. Absolutely pleasure to have him here. He's the one, you know, he's doing all the offensive and defensive stats the entire time, you know. So he's keeping track of who's running the ball, who made the tackle, tackles for a loss. There's a number of things that he's keeping track of that makes us sound very intelligent on air. And not to mention, chips in and does the tackles every so often. He's in the media round table. You know, he does all those just intangible things that are such a big difference for a broadcast.
Well, it makes everything go a little easier, and if we happen to draw a lopsided game, it's nice to have other statistics to talk about and not have to try and remember them and everything else that we need to make sure happens, especially our sponsors and everything else, to make sure that stuff gets done. But it would be a much sloppier and much more difficult game to call week in, week out without your help, Doug, and really appreciate it. And glad you joined us in the round table. Now it completely adds a whole other element to it. And hopefully maybe you or I can represent WLAW Sports a little better next year. And maybe one of us can get our names on the title this year.
And I was going to say, if nothing else, with Doug in the booth, we have a guaranteed someone who will laugh at least at some of our jokes.
Because if he doesn't, he's getting eaten in the back, I think. So, right, I think that was in his contract, wasn't it?
I can hold out pay if he doesn't laugh.
I like that. That's good.
And, of course, it's also a very special year for me in the booth as we brought in another person, or replacing Kayla O'Neill would be our Director of Game Data Analytics, Rochelle Thompson. Of our 13 broadcasts, I think she made about to 10 of them, actually, and one of which was at Deckerville, which was the best decision she made all season, as that was a frigid game for us in an open-air booth. But Rochelle's keeping a running game log of the entire season for us, as down at time, location, what happened in the play, who made the tackle. And for someone who started the season not knowing what a first down is to where she is today, a world of difference and a big help for her. And I greatly appreciate, she won't hear this, she's walking up to the booth right now, but I greatly appreciate her willingness to come into the booth here for us this year.
I will start with, she's no Kayla O'Neill, but she is well on her way. So she most improved player, definitely award goes to Rochelle. She's come a long ways, and I think she's actually enjoying the game a little more like we do. And you know, we appreciate all her help and time that she puts in for us.
She won't admit it, though. I will say that.
That's okay. She doesn't have to. I can see it.
And of course, Dave, I can't thank you enough. We've already, you know, talked about you, but it's always a pleasure. It's definitely not your Rod and Mario relationship up here in the booth.
Well, you haven't taken my chair yet.
That's because we stand every game. That's why.
True. No,
but it's you know,
maybe we can make that suggestion to the Tigers.
Yeah,
make them stand.
Make them stand. Both stand.
Nine innings.
Yeah, there you go. And it's always a pleasure to be to your left. And it's going from golf partners, broadcast partners in high school for a few school projects, and now with 7 years together behind the mics, it's always been a pleasure, and look forward to next fall already.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a really good time of the year, and it wouldn't quite be the same. I love my football like anybody else, but this brings us back to the high school, you know, days, and keeps us in the loop with the kids coming around. And I know I run into students all the time and kids and around the golf course and around the area and stuff. And, you know, it's always it adds that element of conversation that keeps us involved and keeps us in with the kids. And I know they appreciate it, most of them. And, you know, we enjoy calling their names and, you know, making them seem like they're doing something great, because they are. They represent their community and their colors and their school, and for the most part, they all do a very excellent job, and makes our job a lot easier.
Yes.
And makes it a little more fun for us to, you know, run into those people off the air and have those conversations with them. So it is a lot of fun. I said that from day one. If it wasn't fun, I wouldn't be here. So it's a lot of fun, and it's a joy and a privilege calling next to you. And we all say the same. We appreciate all the hard work you put in. I don't think people realize, if you haven't seen this setup, up. You would think you walked into a small aircraft pilot cockpit, I think, would be the best place to explain. There's buttons, knobs, computers everywhere. The pregame work that you put in throughout the week to get ready for a game is second to none. It's second to none. At one time, you gave me a stat. I don't know how many pieces of paper you used to get through. And I probably shouldn't, because there might be somebody who would be very upset about how many trees get eliminated to make one of these happen. But it's unbelievable the work you put in to make my job a lot easier.